Let's go into further detail with the holiday shopping issue, still fresh in the mind because Black Friday was 5 days ago. And there are now 22 shopping days until Christmas, if you're counting. You probably saw the usual run of stories, including accounts of people fighting over things like TV sets and coffee makers offered at low sale prices. There is some reporting that at least a few of the shopper fights are actually staged for the benefit of creating viral videos to put online. There's even a hashtag, Black Friday Fights. Some stores are beginning their Black Friday sales on Thanksgiving evening, though they do not refer to the day as anything but Thursday. Let's get your take. Do you embrace the shopping season? Maybe eat Thanksgiving dinner early to allow time to get in place at the stores for the big sales? Or do you just roll your eyes, shop online, maybe not shop at all? 800-838-3760 to talk about holiday shopping on our Vents Day segment, or by email jx@jeffnet.org. Our other topic is corporate tax inversions. The recently announced merger of Pfizer Pharmaceuticals with Allergan is all about this issue. Pfizer's CEO said the deal, which would technically place the joint company's headquarters overseas in Ireland, is about the company ridding itself of an uncompetitive tax rate in the United States. That's inversion in tax terms. Have your American company buy a foreign company, make its headquarters your headquarters, et voila, you're not an American company anymore, and you can cut your tax bills by millions of dollars. It's legal. But let's start there. Should there be laws to stop corporate tax inversions? Should there be changes to tax laws to make American corporate taxes less onerous to American companies? And mechanics aside, just the mechanisms of taxation aside here, what's the philosophy? Do American companies owe patriotism to our country and its systems more than they owe duty to the shareholders of those companies? Corporate tax inversions and holiday shopping, your topics on Vents Day. 800-838-3760 on the phone, jx@jeffnet.org via email, and you can comment through our Facebook page as well. Let's go first to Paul in Grants Pass. Welcome back to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day.
Good morning. My shopping patterns don't change at all for Christmas. Every day is Thanksgiving. Every day is Christmas. If you want to give me a nice gift, I'll happily accept it.
What about the giving in the other direction?
Oh, sure. Sure. Let me know what you need. If it's within my power, I'll certainly do it. Mm-hmm. You know, that's just every day. So the whole shopping thing and all of that, no. I think I bought some screen cleaner on Black Friday for my computer.
Not just a bottle of alcohol?
No. I gave that up a long time ago. In any event, on the other issue, I've really come around a long, long ways on the corporate inversion business. And the underlying problem is that corporations are being taxed in the first place. I don't think corporations should be taxed at all. Corporations should be treated as a legal entity and recognize that it's an artificial creation. The flow through dividends and payroll, of course, the entity should pay the payroll taxes associated with the work that goes on. But the money comes out on the back end in the form of dividends and in the form of the sale of stock. And all of that tax should be collected as a capital gain and as income on dividends. I've really, really, truly come to that conclusion. And if America were to do that, all of a sudden we would see these corporations coming back. Most of these corporations that have an address like this over the years simply have a mailbox somewhere. If you've got somebody that's got an office in the Turks and Caicos, I can guarantee it's about 8 inches by 12 inches.
Yes, it has been remarked a lot about the fact that people are getting post office boxes in the West Indies to get their corporate headquarters, quote-unquote, offshore. So, Paul, you're saying no taxation on the corporation itself, but taxation simply where individuals get the profits of the corporation?
Absolutely. I've really come around to that particular point. Now, there is another piece that happens with this, and that is that Citizens United needs to be absolutely withdrawn because, again, the corporation is not being taxed. It has no right of representation. There's some thorny constitutional issues in there, but the long and the short of it is that the taxation that goes on with corporation leads to way too many shenanigans. And it just makes way more sense to tax the money when it comes out of the corporate entity.
So don't give them the rights of individuals, but also don't tax them like individuals.
Exactly.
Okay. Thanks for that, Paul. Appreciate it. Let's go on to Mark in Reading. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day. We're talking about corporate tax inversions and holiday shopping.
Well, I have quite a different scheme from Paul's.
Okay.
My idea, and I've spoken of it here before, is that we have gross receipt tax on all corporations for their sales of any sort within the United States. Therefore, if you have a corporation based anywhere in the world, your sales in the United States are taxed as a percentage of your gross receipts in the United States.
So it's not an
income
tax.
If you have a corporation in the United States and you export everything you sell, you sell nothing in the United States, you don't pay any U.S. taxes on your corporation.
All right, so whatever your transactions accumulate in the way of dollars in the United States is what gets you taxed.
That's correct. Huh. It would be a much lower percentage than the income tax because it would be no deductions. It would be zero deductions, just total gross receipts, and any taxes on income would happen to individuals who have shares or get income from the corporation in any manner.
Okay, so so at this point, it doesn't really matter where the headquarters are. It's just what you sell in the country.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
All right, thanks for that, Mark. Appreciate it. This is Vents Day on the Jefferson Exchange, your chance to vent your spleen on a couple of topics in the news. We're venting this week on corporate tax inversions, where companies buy up other companies overseas, make the overseas company's headquarters their headquarters, therefore they're no longer an American company, therefore no longer have to pay taxes. Income taxes at the same rate. You can join us on the Jefferson Exchange to talk about this and about your approach to holiday shopping. Do you embrace it? Do you get in line for the Black Friday sales? Are you out in the stores just before 6 o'clock on Thanksgiving night to get ready for it? Or do you hide under the bed wanting absolutely nothing to do with it? Whatever your version of this is, we'd like to hear from you. 800-838-3760 on the phone. On the computer or mobile device, it is jx@jeffnet.org. You can also comment through our Facebook page. Just look for Vents Day, December 2nd, and comment down there. Let's go to Carter in Wolf Creek. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day.
Yes, good morning. And I'm not venting here. I'm just in the spirit of Native American traditions in this time of the year, storytelling.
Okay.
And one of the ways that I like to profile myself for this time of the year is act like a bear and go into hibernation. But in a human way, it would be to relate stories in places where there isn't too much light around, like a small Native American-style building. In terms of the corporate thing, I do not want to vote with my behavior for the corporations this time of the year because it only encourages them in a way that creates monocultures all over the place and not diversity. And that's not good for happiness, for human happiness, which is particularly at a premium this time of the year. Thank you.
Thank you. Good to hear from you, Carter. Let's go to Dennis in Eugene. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day. We're venting about corporate tax inversions and holiday shopping.
Okay. Well, I guess maybe my solution for the tax thing would work for a lot of things. I just think that the problem in our country is that we don't have any morals and we don't have any love for our fellow man, and we're completely and totally have bought into the idea that capitalism is good, and anything you do in the capitalist society to generate money, no matter what it is, or who it hurts, or how many people you kill, or how many environments you destroy, as long as it's in the name of capitalism, it's okay. And so my suggestion is that starting tomorrow, we start teaching our children in public school how to have compassion and love for each other and our country and our earth. I don't have a lot of hope that's going to happen, but that's where I think we really need to go if we want to change anything, because every time we make a law, somebody just figures out how to get around it.
So you want to teach children, in essence, what can I do rather than what can I get?
Yeah. I mean, when I was a kid growing up, I was always taught to share, to have compassion for my neighbors and people that weren't as lucky as I, myself, and to try and do what I could to make the world a better place, not be wasteful and not pollute and all that kind of stuff. And I'm an old guy, and those were things that people believed in, you know, 70 years ago, 60 years ago. And I don't see that now. All I see nowadays is get, grab. We have a president, a guy running for president today, who suggested that the only way we could solve our ISIS problem is to kill not only all the men that are in ISIS, but their families. So, I mean, we're on the way up here. I can see that America's becoming really a good place to be.
All right. Thanks for that, Dennis. Appreciate it. So let's get your thoughts. If you're listening to this Vince Day and thinking, you know, I feel kind of like that, or no, I feel completely differently, let's hear from you. We're not only talking about corporate tax inversions, but also about holiday shopping. And Dennis have found a way to lump them together, as you saw, in just in terms of general good feeling about other people and how you treat them. Let's get your thoughts about holiday shopping. Is it something that you are just waiting to do? Is it all pent-up demand? Are you just ready to go right after the pumpkin pie hits the table on Thanksgiving? Or do you hold back, or maybe just parse it out through the year if you do any holiday shopping, which is the other set of the part of the equation here? Feel free to join us if you have some stories to talk about the fact that you don't observe the holiday season in that way. Those comments are more than welcome. 800-838-3760 on the phone. Email address is jx@jeffnet.org, or you can comment through our Facebook page. Our other topic, corporate tax inversions. And let me move on to get a little further information about the tax inversions in here. The Washington Post, among many other organizations, got on with editorials about the Pfizer tax inversion. Pfizer, again, the big pharmaceutical company that is trying to buy a company that is based with in Ireland. Allergan is headquartered in Ireland. And the point is it's tax evasion, so they can not have to pay the American taxes. The denunciations are not wrong of Pfizer, writes the Washington Post. It is galling to see a company such as Pfizer, established in Brooklyn way back in 1849, abandon its home country, even if its actual operations may mostly stay put, and even if its new address is in many ways a legal fiction. However, as in previous iterations of the debate over such tax-driven inversions, it is unrealistic to expect multinational firms to follow patriotism rather than their bottom-line interests, given the U.S. corporate tax rate of 35%, the highest among major developed nations. And given that also uniquely, the United States tries to apply that rate to all global income. Like many companies, Pfizer pays less than the top rate, thanks to deductions and other tax-reducing strategies. Without an act of Congress, preventing inversions is next to impossible. Indeed, the Pfizer-Allergan deal is happening more than a year after the Obama administration announced new anti-inversion rules. Those called for the non-U.S. company to constitute at least 40% of the value of the newly merged company, so the firm structured the transaction to keep Allergan's share at 44%. The problem here, writes the Washington Post, is not multinational mergers per se. They can be beneficial when done in response to opportunities for more efficient production and distribution. The problem is mergers driven by tax considerations other than economic fundamentals. In this sense, tax inversions are emblematic of the broader U.S. tax code, which too often rewards system gaming over productive activity. Imposing new rules piecemeal isn't the answer, nor is sending U.S. corporate executives to patriotic re-education camps. Instead, Congress should reform tax laws to better align private sector incentives with national interests. That from the Washington Post about tax inversions. What do you think about tax inversions? Corporations buying foreign corporations so that they can establish their headquarters overseas, and voila, they're no longer American corporations, therefore don't pay American-sized taxes. That's one topic. The other topic is holiday shopping. What you do about holiday shopping, whether it is a big deal for you, pro or con, something to embrace or something to avoid. 800-838-3760 to take part in Vents Day by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org, or post your comments on our Facebook page. Here is Christy in Eureka. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day.
Good morning.
Hi.
I was really appreciating some of the comments here. I'm with the guy that says that we need to not worry so much about what we're buying on these shopping days. I don't really do it. I buy a few things throughout the year, but when I'm having these wonderful days off, finally, and you can spend time with people, that's what I want to do, and I want to go out into my natural environment and enjoy that. Getting in line and, spending time inside another building, but in a line is not my idea of how to spend the holidays.
No fist fights over TV sets for you then, huh?
No. I don't believe that's what we should be focused on. And I'm with, the idea of changing how we view time off and how we view spending time in our lives.
All right. Fair enough. And you had some thoughts as well on corporate tax inversions?
I think that was the biggest piece that I was looking at this morning. But yeah, what are we doing here with these ideas with taxes and how people don't pay them and get out of doing that when the rest of us need to?
All right, fair enough. Thanks for that, Christy. Good to talk to you. Let's go to Ryan and Eugene. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day.
Well, good morning, Jeffrey. It's been a while.
It has.
I love the reflecting on the morals piece, particularly for Thanksgiving. I mean, I think about the incredible, meaning of bringing in the harvest and having had a successful year and being able to celebrate. And, the whole actual Thanksgiving Native American metaphor, it's problematic, but within that. But I think it is. I want to champion the last caller's comment and previous caller's comments. I mean, this should be a moral, ethical time to reflect on the bounty that we have and to spend time with family and friends and food. I love food holidays, so that's just one of my personal favorites. I just finally put the last of the turkey to rest last night. But, it's I think that there's a moral frame here that we've lost and that we're losing. And it's getting substituted by marketing. It's getting substituted by profits and the lack of morals or the amoral. Basically, if it's not illegal, it's good. And I just find that incredibly frustrating because it is such a powerful human metaphor that for all of human history, having a harvest, having bounty, it requires that we be thankful, requires that we take an ethical relationship to that thankfulness and say, it's not simply because I can profit more than you that I make more money. It's that, that we are a community and that we benefit together. And this harvest comes in as a community endeavor, the best metaphor of the Native American side of the story. And, and I wish we could come back to that. And, similarly with, the holidays and fall and the return of the light, solstice, and all of these very human metaphors are really, really important. And most of the other, the other BS is just robbing us of something that's really profoundly important in our lives. And I'm sorry, that's my vent for the day.
Nothing to be sorry about. Thanks for the vent. Always good to hear from you, Ryan. Take care of yourself and happy holidays. Let's go to Bonnie in Medford. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day. We're talking about holiday shopping and the deeper meaning of how we embrace the season and also talking about corporate tax inversions. Hi, Bonnie.
Hi. I just wanted to say there is hope. And I spent a beautiful Thanksgiving with my kids and my grandkids, and the next day we went out and hiked up by Bonneville Dam, and it was really beautiful, and there were lots of people out there. So I know some people were enjoying something other than shopping. And, if you want to know that people are good, volunteer. It's a great way to meet other people that care about people, and, you can do some good, and adds to the holiday season. So
all right, Bonnie, thanks
all
for
wanted to say.
Okay, take care. Good to hear from you. Vent Stay on the Jefferson Exchange. A couple minutes left if you'd like to join us by phone, 800-838-3760, by email jx@jeffnet.org. Let's see, the SACB wrote about Thanksgiving and Black Friday. Said, once Thanksgiving was a sacred observance of community and family, now it's just another gluttonous, consumerist U.S. bacchanal. It isn't really the biggest shopping day in the nation, Black Friday. It doesn't necessarily offer the best discounts. It didn't even derive its name from commerce. Or some may mourn the loss of one of the few rituals that still seem to bring Americans together. After all, the doorbuster deal line doesn't care if you're red or blue state, Fox News or MSNBC. Evolution does have its consolations, writes the SACB. Earnings may be taking a hit at Macy's and Nordstrom, but nature still beckons. REI is shutting its doors for the day and urging shoppers to hashtag opt outside, which is what Bonnie was talking about, going for a walk by Bonneville Dam, just enjoying nature and not feeling like you have to go inside to a store, as Christy said in Eureka. 49 parks are free to visitors in California on Friday, thanks to an anonymous donation to the Save the Redwoods League. But whether the day after Thanksgiving is for you a merry silver bells tradition or an ominous sign that end days are a-coming, it may help to know that studies have shown its retail sales number to actually have no bearing historically on the profitability of the Christmas shopping season. So that's really interesting to know. It's not the biggest shopping day of the year. Well, things we learn all the time about Black Friday and Thanksgiving. Final call here from Jim in Klamath Falls. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day.
Thank you. One of my gifts that I give to my kid, because they're getting in their 20s and I'm older and I don't need everything. So instead of having them buy me something, my gift to them is for them to figure out what they would spend on me and put that into their 401 or to their IRA. And that kind of gives forward a little bit. So I'm happy about that. On taxes and on corporate going overseas, the Simpson Bowles group got together and they had a whole bunch of tax reforms, but politicians weren't willing to embrace those, and those had a lot of that kind of stuff in it. So we need to get back to what Simpson and Bowles had to say.
I'll have to take a look at that again. So thank you, Jim. Appreciate that. Yes, the Simpson Bowles plan made some ideas that would it made people in both parties uncomfortable, which is the reason it didn't become law. We'll be talking more about tax evasions, I'm sure, in the months and years ahead, potentially, as we talk about amending the tax code in the country. I want to come back to that SACB editorial because it points out that Black Friday did not get its name from businesses being in the black. It was a nickname coined by police who had to direct the thongs of traffic for the annual Army-Navy football game, which fell on that Friday in Philadelphia years ago. So what do you know? Black Friday, not about stores getting into the black. You learn something new every day.